From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. During the COVID-19 pandemic, pets have only become more important. They have added enjoyment and humor to lives lived indoors. And they keep us company. However, as more people are still working from home because of health restrictions, the animals they keep are introducing new problems too. But first, let's talk about the good side. For many dogs, the quarantine may seem perfect. Their humans are around all the time, or as we say, 24/7. So there might be more time for walks and more treats. Sleeping on the bed at night? Not a problem. Cats, however, are more complex. Many cats are already experts at social distancing and may be hoping for the pandemic to end soon. They may need more me time. Then again, some other cats may have changed during the pandemic. They may want more attention. For example, take Kate Hilt's cat named Potato. Potato loves to interrupt Zoom work calls by jumping on Hilt's lap. Hilt is a technology advisor in the Washington, D.C. area. She told the Associated Press that she has found a way to solve the problem. She puts the cat on her lap before the call. This way, Potato is already asleep during her work call. Dogs, however, are used to having all the attention and may not want to share it with their owner's computer. Olivia Heinerfeld is a student at Georgetown University Law School. Her dog, Lincoln, gets upset about the attention she gives to her video conference calls. To get that attention back, Lincoln drops his dirtiest, smelliest toy ball into her lap during her work calls. Speaking of cats, Learning English writer and English teacher Alice Bryant says her cat is not very affectionate. But having a cat during the pandemic provides her and her boyfriend with humor and entertainment.
We make up funny songs for everything the cat does. For instance, she likes to go in and out of rooms a lot. So my boyfriend made a song about that. When I'm cooking and she's hanging out in the kitchen with me, I sometimes sing cat songs to her.
For dogs and cats, the pandemic has been a chance to teach humans a thing or two about themselves. Candace Crony is a professor of animal behavior at Purdue University in the state of Indiana. She told the Associated Press that during the pandemic, our pets are around us now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's quite a lot. Crony has learned new things from her pets during the pandemic. She said she has learned more about how they interact with each other. Extra time with her dog and cat has also taught her how to better understand them. She adds that she finds this funny. These are the things she tells others to do. It took a pandemic for her to take her own advice. Not all the changes during the pandemic have been good. Some pets may be becoming even more dependent on their owners. Take, for example, Learning English's Ashley Thompson and her dog, Dublin. For those who have seen Let's Learn English, you may remember Dublin. Ashley says that Dublin has changed in one big way during the pandemic.
Dublin no longer knows how to be left alone at home. Thankfully, I don't leave the house much these days, except to take him on walks. But if he ever does get left behind, I'm pretty sure he barks nonstop.
Veterinarians and owners report some pets are being given medicine for anxiety. Other pets are being put on diets because of too many treats. Some are not getting enough exercise in parks because their owners are avoiding public places. Kirsten Hedges is an herbalist in Decatur, Georgia. She explores how plants can treat illness. She told the AP that her dog, Bitsy, misses attention from other humans on their walks. She said her dog would get upset because no one would talk to him or pet him. People would stay socially distanced from him. Hedges added that trips to the doctor have been really scary for the rescue dog because of the face masks and lack of touch. However, Hedges and other pet owners say their animals provide emotional support to their humans. As humans begin to return to work and vaccines become available, this year likely will bring a test of those relationships and new behaviors. Crony, the animal behavior expert, said she worries what will happen when she returns to work, and not only for her pets. "I'm starting to worry a little bit for me," she admits. "I'm becoming a little codependent on my animals." And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.